This is Tom Dienhart coming to you after training camp practice number 5 here on this Tuesday. I want to give you my 5 quick observations after practice. This Golden Black Radio Express podcast is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter Teams Remax Ability Plus. Item 1, this play of the safeties. Anthony Poindexter is a safeties coach, and he's got a nice unit to work with. Navon Mosley's a senior, and he's going to have to be a quarterback in the back end of this defense. He's been elected one of 6 team captains. He could be poised for a big senior season. And don't forget about Brennan Thieneman. The junior is back after suffering that gruesome ankle injury against Auburn in the Music City Bowl. He said after practice he's about 95-99% healthy. Still has some soreness in that ankle after practice, as you would imagine, but he's coming along well and is going to be a key cog. And then there are the newcomers. Jalen Graham continues to impress. Who knows? He may be starting on August 30th when they play at Nevada in the season opener. Of course, Corey Trice is a redshirt freshman who I know the staff likes. Marvin Grant's another true freshman who I know they have big expectations for, but he's been off the field the last few days dealing with a hamstring injury. Item 2, the deep ball. Poindexter said they got beat too often deep last year, and that has to stop. It's been a real point of emphasis for this secondary. Poindexter had a fun phrase where he said, hey, you win games up front and you lose them deep. So again, they want to make sure they get things buttoned up and limit the deep passes this year and make opponents earn their yards and earn their points. Number 3, let's go with the offensive line. Hey, the obligatory offensive line update, right? It wouldn't be a podcast without that. And for the 3rd practice in a row, the same configuration was up front for Purdue. From left to right, you had Grant Hermans, Alex Criddle, Victor Beach, DJ Washington, and Matt McCann. At some points in the practice, they had guys like Will Bramall taking snaps at center, even Spencer Holstedge. Today, the backup center, Sam Garvin, was out. I didn't see him at practice, so again, maybe they're settling on a group of 5 at this point, but again, stay tuned. This still does look like very much a work in progress up front. Item 4, we've got to talk injuries, right? Rondale Moore was missing once again, but as you heard yesterday, nothing to be worried about. If he had to play a game, he could play a game. They just want to be cautious with number 4, of course, given his superstar status. Again, no real big new names today who weren't at practice. Kai Higgins was a guy that was not dressed today. That was a new name. David Bell was dressed along with Marvin Grant and Mershon Rice, but they did not partake in any team activities. They just did some conditioning work off to the side. Item 5, full pads. Today was the first day in full pads. Always a fun day if you're a football fan. This is when you find out what type of team you have. This is when you find out who your football players are. And there were some pads popping today, and some jaws were flapping too. At one point, there was a giant scrum where we had giant offensive tackle Grant Hermans squaring off with burly defensive tackle Anthony Watts. And by the end of it, they looked like there were 10 or 12 players in the scrum before they pulled everybody apart. So tempers are flaring. People are getting tired. And again, when you start hitting, some crazy things can happen. That's the report for today. Once again, this edition of Golden Black Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Thank you for listening.